The fear is going to be everything that's keeping you away from your magic and your power. And of course, the thing that we most deeply fear is our own power and our own magic. And so the fear that arises, it's not just your mind, it's also there's some fear in the nervous system, in the child response, in the wounded child, like, I'm not safe, it's too scary. What's going to happen to me? I'm going to be eaten by wolves. Simultaneously, as you're going through this journey of deep feminine initiation, just contextualizing that this is a journey of deep feminine initiation, which means you're being initiated into the deep feminine. This isn't a course, this isn't a program you're doing on the internet. This is a journey of initiation that you're going through, that we're using the format of this technology for you to activate these deep resources of your psyche in the sphere of your own homes. And then when we come together on in Crete, all of this is going to get activated in a deep cellular way together on the land. And so you're being initiated, I'm saying it again, into the feminine. The feminine is the realm of magic. The feminine is the key beyond the ordinary. And so meeting this one, and we meet this one because the realm of magic is the realm of the feminine, and we need all of the other resources in its totality to be able to really step into this realm. The ones in us who are deeply feminine, this is our natural inclination to be in the West. And so when this one comes, it's like, oh my God, it feels like I'm coming home. This is so familiar. And yet it's the one that's been most demonized and marginalized and suppressed in our culture. So we do this to ourselves. We put this deep magic and power and resource outside of our own, like, oh no, that's not me. And it's outside of there, so that we can fit into a culture that we don't necessarily, it's not our natural organic resonance. And the thing is, we know we're going around in this way, north, east, south, west, and we're activating all of these primordial memories because they're primordial frequencies that live in the natural world that we, in our state of separation, we've been divorced from, but they're part of who we are. It's part of our inherent nature. And so we're activating these things, and then over time, they're not things that we compartmentalize or fragment. They're things that just are woven aspects of your relational and spiritual nature.